Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
All this week, we have a five-part series, a conversation with Adam Cox and Rex Connor. Adam is the brother to Lori Vallow Daybell. Rex is Lori Vallow Daybell's uncle, and they certainly have stories to share about their life and times with Lori Vallow Daybell, leading up to the murders of her children and her ex-husband and the many other suspicious deaths that have surrounded her life. When was it for you guys that you started to raise an eyebrow and say, there's something kind of maybe going on here? Maybe not sure of it, but where you said, we got to look into this, just to make sure this is not as dark as we think it may be going.
Well, at some point she got to the point where she was listening to podcasts and reading books, listening to Julie Rowe and reading, I guess, Chad's books and other books. And then she got to the point where she was believing that she had the same powers as people in the books and people in the podcasts that were claiming that they could do certain powers and stuff. And she wanted to be important. She wanted to be noticed and she wanted attention. So all those things all came up into one big ball. And so then she started, you know, saying, hey, spirits are coming to me and talking to me and telling me that, you know, they want me to go do their work in the temple. And then she, you know, she would say stuff like, well, the end of the world is coming at this point and we need to be ready for this. And like, she wanted to be the one to say all these things. And at first I was just like, Lori, this is, you know, it's kind of crazy, but she was just dedicated to believing all these things and wanting to be important and wanting to be somebody who could do that. And so I just feel like that's when she started doing those kinds, saying those kinds of things. I was like, you know, we got to get Lori's going a little bit crazy. We need to, you know, get her some help.
Was she still at this time? She was with Charles, correct? This is when this was initially kind of beginning.
Yeah. Yep.
What? And we've heard, you know, Charles on video prior to his death and him talking to police officers, basically saying that she's lost her mind. She's gone crazy. Were you all thinking there's a mental illness going on here? I mean, were you ever able to get her to any help, or did she ever choose to try and get any help, or was this all, you know, it's religion. So there's that fine line of, is this something spiritual or is this, you know, mental illness?
I thought she was snapping or breaking down or whatever, mental illness, whatever it is. She did go talk to our stake president at their church, and he thought everything was okay after talking to her. Then when Charles said she had to go get a psych eval, she went to a psych eval, and the evaluation went all on her side. Mm-hmm. So she had everybody fooled.
Yeah. So it's not like one of those, you know, when you see something, say something, or red flags. You saw the red flags. You did everything. Everyone did everything that they could to let's get her looked at. And she basically fooled everyone, including the medical professionals.
True.
Every time she kept passing these things and you're starting to see things happen, let's kind of walk up to where Charles dies and is killed. What when you got that phone call, or however you guys heard about it, Rex, I'll start with you. What was that like? What was going through your mind in those moments?
They killed him.
Yeah.
Lori and Alex killed him. I had talked with Adam's son, Zach, the night before Charles was killed. They were in town. They couldn't get a hold of Alex where they were going to stay. They couldn't get a hold of Charles wasn't in town yet. And Adam came by my daughter's house. I happened to be there in town. So we had the conversation and kind of caught up to speed. I knew from the outside what was going on. I'd received the emails from Charles. And so when Adam updated us, and then 3 days later, I found out he had been shot, I just knew they killed him.
Yeah. Was it a shock to you at that point?
Yeah, that was a shock. And then again, my mind had been open about Joe Ryan, mm-hmm. as I mentioned before. And so now the red flag comes up. I mean, Joe Ryan was a red flag to me, mm-hmm. but now when that happened, was the red flag, basically.
Yeah.
And my first thought was, where's Adam? and found out I can't remember if we talked or how we found out, but he was either on his way or back in Kansas. But even then, I wasn't comfortable that he was safe because none of us knew what was going on.
Yeah. People are just starting to drop around her that seem to get in her way in some way, shape, or form. Adam, what was it like for you when you learned about that?
Oh, it was a nightmare. I had a knot in my stomach. Charles hadn't texted me back. I didn't know what happened to him. And so I ended up going to my friend's house in Tucson, and he said, well, what's Charles's name? And I said, Charles Vallow. He Googled it. And then he said, oh, it says here that Charles Vallow was killed by his brother-in-law at the house in self-defense. And at that point, as soon as he said that, I knew it was like, oh, I started crying. I had a gut punch to my stomach. I just knew that Lori and Alex killed him.
Were you guys in contact with Lori at that time still, or had that broken down?
No, that had broken down way before that. But, you know, Rex and I are doing this podcast that we did our first one, and we have a few coming out. And we talk about in our podcast about the questions that people have about just that incident of the timing of me talking to Charles. Why was I in town? All these different things, because Lori had, you know, tried to convince everybody that we were out to get her, mm-hmm. and there's a lot there. So we're going to answer. And there's a lot of people who ask questions in our first podcast. So we're going to answer all those in a podcast coming up.
Yeah. Far more than we can get through here in this interview. And I definitely, I think that will be extremely interesting. And let me commend you on it too, because I know you had mentioned this on another friend of mine's podcast, Hidden True Crime, of the therapeutic value of it for you guys. So let me commend you on that. I really, truly hope it's going to be very therapeutic for you just to kind of get some of these things out in the open and just let it out. Because there's a huge community out there that totally supports you guys mentally. And I think we're seeing more and more of that with some of these cases.
just identifying what families are going through. Sometimes it's overlooked, and we focus so much on the perpetrator or this or that, and not the trail of destruction that is left mentally for everyone. I mean, this has to have been something that has affected you both greatly mentally over these years. How would you say, Adam, you know, how have you been coping with the reality of the family that you remember growing up with and then the family that it is today?
Probably not good. Yeah. Yeah, it's rough. It's been rough the whole time. You know, when you have a family that not in a million years, I think this would ever happen to my family. This is something that happens to other people on TV that you see. And when it actually happens to your family, you're just trying to, like, you know, I've heard people say that before. And I was like, it's now here I am sitting in the same chair and just, it's devastating. I know that I'm devastated. I've been devastated. It's just, to me, it doesn't feel like it's fair life, you know, and a lot of times that happens for people, that life isn't fair. And how do you pick up and move forward? And that's kind of one of the reasons Rex and I are doing a podcast and writing a book, is because it's not just about my family, but there's other families out there, probably not going to the exact same extreme as mine, mm-hmm. but there's people in families that, you know, try to hide things or sweep things under the rug. And my message, why we do these podcasts and this book that we're writing, is to help people, you know, understand what's happening in their family and try to get things fixed before they go way south.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I always am asking on this show with all the stories that we cover, is how do we get in front of some of these people? How do we stop it before it goes so far? But you're a prime example from what you just said of, like, we tried to get her help. We tried to look at that, and they're able to manipulate the system in so many ways, shapes, and forms. Is there anything, I mean, do you guys look back on anything and say, well, what if we did this or what if we do that? Did those things run through your mind, or do you just kind of feel like, you know, she was, you know, a runaway train and it was going to go somewhere sometime?
I'll take that, Adam, first, yeah. If you want. I hope it's natural for all of us to look back and say, well, could we have, mm-hmm. would we have? So I hope we've all done that. I think that's valuable to do that. However, I don't think, I hope no one takes any responsibility for these people being dead and the rest of us. And when I say us, Tony, not only our family, but everyone who hears about this case,
sure.
for the rest of us being scarred. That responsibility lies firmly with Lori, Chad, and Alex, mm-hmm. not with anyone else that might have been able to do something that maybe in this hypothetical situation may have made a difference.
Sure.
I'm fine with everyone questioning that. Maybe it's even healthy. I just hope no one takes any responsibility, and the responsibility stays right where it belongs with Lori, Chad, and Alex.
Without a doubt, I completely agree. It's one of those things you look at, like I just said, you know, you do everything that you think you can, and you guys, you certainly did. There's no shame in any of that. It's just, how do we prevent things like this happening from other people and from them going down such roads? And I think sometimes the answer is we can't. some people are going to do what they're going to do. I know, obviously, when Chad entered Lori's life, you guys weren't very tight anymore, not communicating. Have you guys ever communicated with Chad? Has there ever been a conversation or a meeting or anything like that along the line?
I didn't even know. I really didn't even know who Chad was until Lori. I was writing my first book about my crazy radio life,
sure.
and I was going to self-publish it. And she's like, well, I have a friend who is actually a publisher, and he would probably love to publish your book. And I was like, oh, cool. Who is it? She said, a guy named Chad Daybell. And I was like, okay. She goes, well, I'll give you his email and you can send him an email. So she gave me an email and I sent him. I said, hey, I got a book I've written. I'm going to self-publish it. But my sister Lori said she's friends with you and that you might be interested in publishing the book. pretty simple email.
Yeah.
Never got anything, never got any response back. So at the last time I talked to Lori, I was like, well, not the last time, but one time I talked to Lori, I was like, well, Chad, I guess your friend Chad Daybell never responded back, so he probably doesn't want to publish my book. I'm just going to publish it on Amazon anyways. And she said, oh, okay, well, he should have got back to you or something like that. But other than that, I knew nothing about Chad Daybell. I've never read any of his books. I didn't know who he was. Nothing. Zero. And I've still never had a conversation with him or know any really much about him, except for he's a fiction religious book writer.
There's more to come in my conversation with Adam Cox and Rex Connor about the life of Lori Vallow Daybell and the tragic twists that it takes leading up to the death of her children and many others around her. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our conversation right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.